In case you missed it, here's the latest interview from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee.
Kind of some exciting stuff happening here in the fort. Tonight, we will get a firsthand look at the vision county and city officials have for Allen County. To tell us more, we turn to a member of the city's planning commission, Pat Leahy. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
So just so I know for some context here, how often is a comprehensive plan for the county drawn up?
The last comprehensive plan we did for the community was completed and adopted in 2007. It's usually a good idea to try to update them every 10 to 15 years or so.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure. What is the process of doing this and coming up with this, quote, plan?
So this is project is a little different. It is a joint comprehensive plan. So Allen County and the city of Fort Wayne are working on this plan together. It would also include Grable, Huntertown, Monroeville, and Woodburn. So it is a community-based plan, and we have been working with a consultant. We did have some difficulties because of COVID, the pandemic last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we did reach out to the public, and we've been working with different focus groups in different areas to come up with information, ideas, and proposed strategies for a number of different topic areas for the community.
So tonight, the vision of this all-in Allen County comprehensive plan will be revealed. Where and when is this revealing?
We're going to hold an open house tonight at the Grand Wayne Center in the Calhoun Ballroom. The open house will go from 4:30 to 6:30. And there will be brief presentations on the vision at 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Oh, very cool. What would you say, you know, if folks are coming out and they want to attend to check it out, what can they expect tonight?
Our consultants will be making the presentation on the vision for the future of the community and also ideas and beginning to talk about action steps. What can we do next to implement the ideas and continue to build on all of the good things and the momentum that we have going on in the community? They'll be talking about a number of topics that will include agriculture, economic development, housing and neighborhood, and land use. So there'll be, and in addition to that, there'll be a number of other different topic areas. So there'll be lots of subjects and lots of ideas for people to hear and look at, and it'll also be interactive. So we're hoping to get input from the people who come to the meeting. They can vote on the ideas that they think are most important for the future of the community.
I love that, getting all the input there from residents. Really quick, as you mentioned, this is kind of the draft plan. Does that mean some changes could still be made? And if so, when will the final plan be revealed?
So the project started in 2020. We will still be continuing to work on it. There can still be changes made. What we're hoping is that the plan will be completed towards the end of this year. And then the first quarter of next year, we will go through another public input process and the approval and adoption process, hopefully around April of next year, we hope to have the project completed.
Well, Pat, like I said, I love it. Definitely some exciting stuff here for Allen County residents. I hope everything goes well this evening.
Thank you.
Did you miss an episode of Fort Wayne's Morning News? Or let's face it, do you just want more? Subscribe to the Fort Wayne's Morning News podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts.
Podcasts by Federated Media.